With today's Frugal Report, I'm Bob Larson. When it comes to the state Supreme Court's Hearst ruling that makes it prohibitively expensive to drill wells on rural land, the question is, where do we go from here? Maddie Clark with the Washington Policy Center is asking that question more than a month after the third special legislative session ended without a Hearst fix.
When it ended on July 20th, the challenge was, will they wait until after the special election in November, or will they actually meet and try and get a resolution to both the capital budget and Hearst beforehand.
Clark says it's not necessarily over. There are still a few things that could happen.
There are a couple possibilities. As we've gotten about a month out since the session ended, it's looking more and more like it's going to be after the November election, because the 45th District Senate race, it has the potential of changing majority in the Senate. And so that may change some of the pull they have over the Hearst decision. But then when it comes to the capital budget, they also have to have 60% vote to pass the bond. So there is still some leverage back and forth.
Clark says there's word that talks are ongoing.
There was some statements by Senator Warnock that says they're still meeting, but there's not really anything new to report.
Clark says bottom line, the Hearst decision is far more than just a water issue, as many urban folks seem to believe. We'll find out tomorrow what still needs to be done and what the likelihood is that a compromise can be reached. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.